This call is being recorded.
Move your fingers in your toes and know that you are where you need to be. I am Mother Gaia. So glad to be with here with all of you today. Yes, we knew what kind of turn this group would take today. And so we plotted ahead of time to be able to speak with you. We know that we are with you for your advance. We all had many things to share. What I want to share with you today is to remember this. With all the conversations that you are having about your experiences, that I have moved to the fifth dimension. I am there in security. There is a small part of my energy that is keeping the third dimension for those who are still in that realm. That is not you. You are fourth and fifth dimension. Sometimes you dip back into the third, but mostly you are fourth and fifth dimensional beings. And all of these things that you have shared today are the joint experiences of mass consciousness that's helping to join you to one another to move forward. It is not a question of whether or not I am ascending. I am ascended. I did that. But it is important that each of you shares your experiences, your dreams, all of those things that you have had given to you in the past and in the present and in the future. Because all of those have meaning. They have a cultural, collective meaning for you. And they will continue to lead you in the direction that you want to be on for your ascension process. We know that this is hard to understand, but the cute thing that was appropriate in the beginning of this session was the sharing that Sheila gave to you. And you all laughed. And yet you laughed because you knew deep down there was a lot of truth to that. A lot of truth to that. Many of you worry about Fukushima. You worry about the lack of rain on this planet. All of these are actually in the third dimension. They are things that it is okay to work on, but as you move to the fifth, there will no longer be opportunities to work on those. Because I am in great shape. I am in great shape. I have plenty of water. I have been giving water to humans all over the planet. Some of those are recorded, some of those are not. There are new minerals that are coming out. There are all kinds of new opportunities that I am creating for my children, for all of you. And this is a wonderful time to be alive, because even though it seems like it is hard for some people to move through and to get to where they are going, those of you in this room and on this phone and those who read these words know that we are very near to that shift over, that change over that all of us have been waiting for. So that is my message today. Brief, but one of joy, one of happiness, one of love. We give you our thanks for your time. Thank you.
This is Sananda. Like Mother Gaia, I am here also with only a brief message This message, though, is to prepare you for the next one to come. This next one in your next meeting that you come together. Because it is going to be an auspicious time that you are moving into. And I use that word specifically because of all that is about to occur. You have heard these things many times before. But understand that at some point, all of this will be real. Real at your level, yours at the fourth and fifth dimension, as Mother Gaia has spoken. And also real to those who are still yet in the third dimension. All will be revealed. That is my message for today. Just to be ready. As of next week, when I come with a more further message, to reveal to you your missions, what you are here for. You've been wondering about this, waiting for this. And more is to come now, more for you to understand, more for you to know, because the time is nigh. All of my peace and love be with you as you continue on, moving toward the very ending process that you came to be here a long time ago. Peace and love with all of you.
Om Mani Padme Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here with you to assist you in your question answer time. We always have answers, so you must have questions. We can always say, though, that our answers may not be exactly what you are looking for all the time. You like to know, as James has spoken many times, he likes to know X marks the spot. He wants to know exactly how things are. This is some time ago we are speaking here of this one. And many of you also wish for that as well. You wish to have an experience, a knowing experience, that yes, this is real. This is the real time now. It's all occurring. And we have told you many, many, many times that it is coming, it is here, it is now, and all of these things soon. No, don't forget that word. And it is all coming, and you keep saying, yes, yes, we know it's coming, but when? We want it now. What is that commercial we're getting here? It is our money, and we want it now. It is our information, and we want it now. So just we keep telling you, sit back, get ready, fasten your seatbelts, all of these things, because the show is coming. It is about to start. And you hear this, and you hear this, and you say, well, we are ready. Start the engines already, but they don't start, and you sit there, and you sit there, and your vehicle does not go. And you wonder, okay, here we are again, waiting for this stupid show to begin and get going with things, and nothing occurs, nothing happens. But what did Archangel Michael say last week to you all? He said, watch for those things that are happening. Do not look at those things that are not happening. And this is what we are saying to you. To look around yourself. Look within yourself. Look at so many of the changes that have happened within yourselves. Don't even look outside of yourself. Look inside yourself. And you see amazing things that have developed within you. Just listen to your conversation earlier. We did. And we know there is so many things that are happening in dreams and visions. And, oh, my goodness, what is the lions and tigers and bears? Oh, my, you are having dreams and visions and of lions and all kinds of things here. So just sit back, relax. Everything is coming. Everything is going to happen. And as Sananda has said, he is going to speak with you very seriously in the next time here about your missions, what you are here for, to finally get things going, okay? You have questions now for One Who Serves and Ashira, who is also now standing by. Is that a question? I don't understand that language.
So I have a question.
Yes.
It seems like many of us are awakening to our, I'll just call it our feline ancestry, experiencing the awareness of being feline or having feline characteristics or having dreams of a cat or feline mirroring back to us. Why is that happening right now, that so many are starting to move into that awareness? And what can you tell us about our ancestry or our connection to the feline being?
Any of you have this understanding or this connection to the Syrian background, where you have come from? Not only the one place you have come from, though. You must understand you have come from many systems, many planets, many dimensions previously to this. This is not your first go around here. You have been done this many, many times in various, many places. And you have a resonance, though, to certain backgrounds, certain experiences that you have had in the past or where you have come from. And this Syrian one is a very important one for several of you here in the room, as well as some of you on the call, the phone here as well. So much of this, though, will come to you when the event occurs, when that consciousness shift happens. Much of your memories will become flooding back into you, and you will remember much that has happened and where you have come from. This is the promise that has been made to you over a very long time now, and you are in that process now where you will begin to remember. Many of you are beginning to remember now, little bits and pieces here. And you get this understanding and you push it away and say, that is just my imagination. But we tell you now, it is so much more than your imagination. It is the real you that is coming forward now. So even if it seems like you do not understand the connection that you are receiving, know that you are receiving it for a reason, okay? Ashira, anything to add here?
Well, not much. Just this is a hint that you are getting. There are hints dropped into your mind. You have so many things that are being dropped into your mind, all of you. And when the time for the event comes, it will all make sense, and that is what we can say today. Thank you.
Very good. Other questions here?
I have a question about what appears to be increasing consciousness, starting like a week ago with the women's marches all around the world, and there seems to be an increasing awareness of the need to protect the environment and the need to care for humanity. And what I'm wondering is this part of the waking up? Is this some part of the event, or are they unrelated?
Sierra, do you want to
address that? Sure, I will start with this. It is not a part of the event. That is a singular event that we talk about. But all of these are little events. They're little events showing you in the real world that you are experiencing that the work of these waves of energy, of consciousness, are affecting humanity. And it is not only in the women's movements. There are many, many, many movements to help promote Islam, to help promote Christianity from a healthier standpoint than what is known at this time. There are movements around the planet, and they will continue and continue until all of you remember that you are one.
Many energies are coming together from many different directions, many different sources, from here on the earth, below the earth, above the earth, in the solar system, the galaxy, and the universe itself. All of these energies are coming here and bringing about so many shifts of consciousness. But the ones that have been predominant here to bring this about have been those waves of consciousness energy you have heard of previously, and many experienced it when they came. And these waves are going to continue. There is another one that is coming that is going to be very profound and is going to be spoken of about next week here as we find it. And it is having to do with a window of opportunity. That is all we can say now about this.
I was disconnected. I could not hear the answer.
Then you will most likely need to listen to the recording or read the transcription here. Okay, Lisa?
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
I guess it was so powerful it went right out.
I'd like to ask.
Yes.
A few months back, I heard, well, when I had my first real conscious contact with a UFO through the, you know, meditation time, but it was real. And so I really started thinking about, well, if all the billions of UFOs are focusing on, you know, sending light to it, just, is there one there for me? And I started looking out my window at the horizon over a mountain range. And one evening, I did see a light that appeared, a round golden light. And actually, there were two. And they kind of, they looked like they were dancing. Now, it could have just been airwaves or something, I don't know. And then there was one. So I started talking to it. You know, gee, thank you for, you know, your light. Please be ready when I need, you know, that kind of thing. But then, of course, always the 3D doubt. Well, maybe it's just a light for airplanes, you know. Maybe it's stuck on a pole. Maybe it's not. So anyhow, that's what I'm asking. Am I really being guided and protected, or should I stop talking to?
For those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, certainly. Those that are aware of these phenomena, whether it is the UFOs or pillars of light or signs in the sky or whatever it might be, if you are aware of it, if you see it, if you experience it, even if it is in your visions, don't discount your visions, don't discount your dreams. All of this is important. All of this is a part of the process of ascension that you are going through as you move through this transition that is occurring now. So do not discount it. Do not begin to think, oh, that is electromagnetic waves or sound waves or whatever or for the case of UFOs, a balloon or something of this nature that your military has said before. That is poppycock here. That has no sense of reality to it whatsoever. And those here on the planet are waking up to this. They do not believe the official in quotes here. They do not believe these types of answers anymore. This is consciousness awakening here. Ashir? Whoever is on the phone there that is making such racket, please stop it. Very good. Other questions here? Anything further here? Very good. Then we are going.
I have a question.
Yeah.
This is Christine. I have another animal question. There's an animal that I bought a crate for to get it out of the cold a month or two ago, or maybe not even that long. And now I guess the people, for whatever reason, decided to put it back outside in the cold. And I'm really having a hard time with watching this dog suffer. Do you have any suggestions? I'm back in the same situation when I saved Valentine a couple of years ago. I don't understand. Is there a lesson for me in all this?
Christine, you are one who wants to save the world. Have you spoken to the people who own this dog?
Yeah, I did. Like I said, it's probably about 3 weeks to a month, and I pleaded with them to let me help them, and they graciously took a $200 kennel. We bought a crate for it, and for some reason, the last day or two, they've put the dog back outside, and it's dropped to 28 degrees. And she actually saw me sitting outside her house staring at the dog last night. She came out and looked at me and went back in. I'm like, I don't know what to do now. It's like, okay, why have you guys decided that this dog doesn't deserve to be out of the cold? And you put him back outside in the cold. And, you know, when you've got a means to get him out of the weather. So I don't know.
But we would say that it is not your responsibility to save this dog from its situation. It is there to teach the owners to something is very special. And if they need to see this dog be cold and suffer and have you intervene once again and talk about the fact that this is not fair to the dog, that is a better way of handling it than you going in and taking the dog and putting it in your home at this point in time, okay?
So you think, okay, because sometimes I just feel like with Valentine, I was going to do that with Valentine and tried to help him and put a igloo down there, and then I decided these people with Valentine, I said, I can't reach these people that's trying to help a dog that they have no intentions of caring enough about to do anything, you know, to give it a decent, you know, a decent warm place to be when they have the means to do it.
Well, I mean, we understand that, and what we're saying is this dog is there for the lesson for these people. It is not for you to go in and save the dog. So let the dog stay outside a day or two and try again speaking with the owners, seeing what kind of headway you can make. And, you know, let us hear from you next week. But we would say that you are going to see this resolve in a way that will please everybody, okay?
Okay, thank you. I sure hope so. Thank you.
Yes, one who serves.
Very good. Nothing to add to that. That was a wonderful answer here. Are there any further questions here before we release John?
I have a question.
Yes.
My name is Justin from Tampa, and I received a message in meditation the other day. I've never really had this happen to me before, talking about new experiences everyone's having, but I received a message telepathically, and it was from a group that called themselves the Winged Ones. I'd never heard
Justin,
that before, and I started doing research. And,
Justin, hold up, please.
A few things, Justin. But I was just wondering if there was any more information that you could
hear this speaker a little more clearly, please.
Yes. We could not hear what was asked here.
We're in the telephone group. The speaker, if he's on the telephone, can he himself on speaker and speak directly into the microphone? And if he's in the room, speak directly to the microphone so we can understand him.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Perfect. My name is Justin, and I was in meditation the other day and received a message telepathically that's never happened. This has never happened to me before. It was a message that came in very quickly, and I felt a very high vibrational energy when this message came through. And I asked who I was speaking with, and I received back that they call themselves the Winged Ones. And I did a little research online and sort of found a few things, but nothing that was I felt significant. And and I've sort of been, you know, going back into meditation and asking for more guidance around it. But I just wanted to see if you had any, if Ashira or the one who serves had any more information or could tell me any more about who the Winged Ones are.
Yes, we can share with you that these types of experiences are going to continue. And when you ask within yourself, when you first receive a vision of this nature and then you ask, you may not receive the answer directly right away, but it may come in other ways, other types of synchronicities or people that you meet or a book that might be shown to you or something of this nature. So there are all different ways of getting these messages to those of you. But to understand the winged ones, these are the messengers. These are the ones that are depicted in your fables, your lore, that are the angels, those ones that come and protect, those ones that come to share their knowledge with you. And this is what was being depicted here, that they are here to share their knowledge, to bring this to you. But as you continue on in your meditations or in these various visions that you are getting, as you ask more, you will receive more. That is always the understanding. Ask and you shall receive. But again, know that when you ask, you may not receive directly right away, but it will come. Okay? Ashira, anything to add here?
No, good job.
Did this answer
Thank
your
you.
Question? Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Well, there were a couple of comments earlier in our discussion from two people who talked about moves and guidance about moving and their experiences with that. And I feel like this week I've been received some guidance to move. And I perceived that I saw the new place I would be living. The area was forested. I appreciate your comment just now to ask and you shall receive. So I'll continue to ask for guidance more specifically about selling my home, time frames, and getting help for that process and knowing where to move next, because I don't have any idea about that. Can you shed any light, or
yes.
Are you willing to? Is this Northern Arizona? Is this out of state, out of country?
We cannot tell you where, but we can tell you that what you are receiving, for anyone here, when you receive an indication that it is time to go, whether it is time to move, whether it is time to leave a particular relationship that is not working for you anymore, whatever it might be, when you receive this, take it seriously. Look at it. Feel it. Know it within your heart that this is the right thing to do, because it is giving you these messages. It is telling you where to go, how to do it, where to do it, all of this, if you but listen. You see? So that is our message to you. Listen to the message as it is coming. It will give you an understanding of where to go based on those things that occur in your daily activities, in terms of a magazine being opened to a certain place, or a book being shown to you, or just simply a vision, or even in a dream state, coming to an understanding of where you may be moving to next. You see, self, higher God self is guiding you. Not only to you who are asking this question, but all of you. All of you are being guided here. Listen, let that little whisper that comes into your heart, let that override the brain here. Okay? Ashira?
Know that all is orchestrated, and so therefore you may have a bit of a puzzle at a time that opens before you, but that as you continue to ask, more will be received to you, and you will see as life unfolds perfectly. Okay, thank you.
As you put in the energy into something, it will be returned to you.
Okay.
That is what you look at here.
Thank you.
Okay, other questions here? And we are ready to release channel here. Just to know that as you continue on each week, week after week after week, month after month, it used to be year after year, no longer, and you are going to continue to have many different experiences as they come up. And the more experiences that you have, the more ready you will become for what is ahead here. That is not an ominous statement. Is that the right word? Ominous statement here.
Yeah.
Not for you to be afraid of or anything of this nature, but the energies are going to become greater and greater. But as Sananda has said many times, you are acclimating to these energies, so you are being prepared. And he is going to share much more about this in this next time you are together here. When you are on the joint call, as we find it here. Okay? Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
I am Ashira.
It's always a pleasure to be with you. And I look at what has been said this day and the days before this, and I say to you, what else can we tell you? We tell you to hold on. We tell you to watch as things unfold before you. We know that there are things that happen and you never see them until the very end when you hear a whisper of what has happened. We know that this frustrates you. For you believe yourself to be such mature beings. And yet so many of these things that are ready to come out and have started coming out have even set you aside. We hold you in our hearts. We hold you. We love you. And we want for this to be over for you and for us. Because we are moving on too. And we are excited. We are excited for all of you to begin to really experience what we are talking about. We give you our love and our peace. Namaste.
Namaste.